I'm joined this morning by Janice Watson. Now, Janice has been with Education Scotland for 9 months, and she's in a seconded post as a Health and Wellbeing Development Officer. Now, Janice, you're from Holyrood High School in Edinburgh, where you are the curriculum leader for Home Economics and Health and Wellbeing, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
And you've been with us 9 months?
That's correct.
How's it been going?
Great, absolutely love it.
Fantastic. Now, the build-up to SLF 13 in September this year, things are going well for your team, I suppose?
Yes, this is a big year for us because we've got our health and wellbeing impact review going on, so we're doing a big seminar, so we're working hard on that at the moment.
I'll come back to that in a second. First and foremost, what are you looking forward to SLF 13 this year?
Well, this year is the first year I've really spent a long time looking at the programme, and there's just so much to see. I'm really looking forward to Professor Andy Hargreaves. I've booked onto his seminar. He's from Boston, and I'm looking forward to hearing about what's going on across there and what we can learn from other education systems. A bit closer to home, Keir Bloomer. Looking forward to his seminar, which is going to be looking at disadvantage and tackling disadvantage, and of course that's a great big thing for Scottish education at the moment, how we can overcome that in education. So that's really interesting too. The GTC, professional standards, something new for all of us, so I wanted to look at the management and leadership and listen to what they've got to say about that. And then closer to home, some of the seminars about broad general education and broad general education into the senior phase that Education Scotland are running, I think they're going to be great because secondary is my background, so I'm really looking forward to seeing creative ways of working around that.
Yeah, that's quite a packed programme this year. You've pulled out quite a few highlights there. In reference to your own domain, the domain that you work in, what can delegates look forward to in terms of the seminars that you've got available, or can you maybe focus on one of those?
Well, I think the impact review is the big one. We've spent a lot of time this year in the health and wellbeing team looking at how health and wellbeing responsibility of all is impacting on learners across Scotland. So we're going to be revealing what we've found. So there will be some great ideas and some innovative practice being showcased there. And the areas that are still needing a bit of development, because this is obviously a new way of looking at health and wellbeing in the curriculum. So that will be something for people to look at and reflect in their own practice and hopefully go away with ideas to take back to their establishments. Other things as well, there's a really good peer education and with food and health project that was done at Boroughmuir High School. That's going to be great, showcasing how we can use that to try and improve learning in other areas of health and wellbeing.
Smashing stuff. Janice, thanks very much for your time, and I wish you very successful SLF 13.
Thank you.